GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas judge deciding the FDA should not have approved mifepristone, which has been on the market for more than 20 years. Then a Washington state judge deciding that ruling shouldn't be allowed to go forward. ABC's Ty Hernandez has more.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an appointee of President Trump, making the ruling after holding a hearing last month. Shortly after the Texas ruling, a federal judge in Washington state issued a dueling injunction in a separate case, barring the FDA from pulling the drug off the market. The Texas ruling is paused for 7 days so that the federal government can appeal.
The Justice Department trying to find out who is behind the leaking of top-secret Pentagon documents concerning Iran, Russia, and Ukraine, dozens of pages appearing on social media. Christians, Muslims, and Jews in Jerusalem overlapping the holidays, a vehicle plowing into pedestrians in Tel Aviv, a shooter opening fire in the West Bank. This is ABC News. China not happy at all with Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to California and meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It started active military drills in the Taiwan Strait as a show of force. ABC's Britt Clettett is in Taipei.
China is dubbing these drills United Sharp Sword in a clear retaliation for that meeting between House Speaker McCarthy and Taiwan leader Tsai Ing-wen in L.A. Now, we knew China was angry, but it appears to have waited for Tsai to return home before acting.
Two major West Coast shipping ports are back up and running after widespread worker shortages and callouts.
Workers back on the docks, reports Bloomberg, at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach after large numbers of them were no-show over the past few days. Port officials say they believe it was to pressure contract talks. The union says it was just workers spending religious holidays with their families. Either way,
this is a big deal. I think this can really have a huge implication.
Says Nick Bias of the Kendrick Global Supply Chain Institute at the University of Southern California. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Spring is almost here, and that means the environment will get a few months off from damaging road salt. There's a bill in the Wisconsin legislature to certify people who apply road salt and encourage them to do it responsibly. Mike Moen reports.
The DNR would be tasked with establishing training for individual commercial applicators who would learn methods for spreading snow and ice melting products that protect water quality. Representative Elijah Benke is a lead sponsor on the assembly side and noted the impact of salt ending up in waterways is becoming hard to ignore.
Harmful effects have been noticed in our native aquatic organisms and other freshwater ecosystems.
To ease any concerns from the business community, the bill has language surrounding liability protections to shield applicators from lawsuits stemming from a slip and fall incident. Others who testified noted the plan can reduce salt from being spread around while still protecting public safety. The measure has bipartisan support as well as backing from environmental advocates. University of Wisconsin professor Hillary Dugan testified in support of the bill. Speaking on her own behalf, she noted efforts to curb salt use go beyond protecting habitat and waterways.
And this hurts recreational activities. It hurts property values. Thinking about if your private groundwater well gets salty, your property values reduced, you're left without drinkable water.
Dugan says state and local snowplow operators have made strides in being more efficient with their application of road salt or switching to less harmful products. She says incentivizing private contractors can accelerate progress. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and this is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. Here's today's episode. Folks, welcome back to another episode of the Cripescast. I'm joined by Colleen Maracca in this intro. Colleen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Why do you always laugh at me every time I introduce you?
Because I'm just trying to get into the...
Is that how you get into the thing for the camera? Is the camera throwing you off?
No. I'm made for camera.
Are you?
I am. Why are you questioning
that? You seem nervous
that?
Now.
No, I'm not. I'm excited. I love a good camera moment. But yeah, I just kind of like... That gets me into it. And then people also can hear me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because a smile you can't hear.
What's with the camera? Where can people see us actually filming this?
If you want to see...
I'm asking for myself as well as the audience.
We're on Spotify now if you are... Well, we've been on Spotify, but we're Spotify video.
Uh-huh.
And so if you want to see us talking, we're going to have our full podcast there. And then it's always been on YouTube.
Yep.
But Spotify listeners, you get an extra treat if you want to watch it.
But the intros haven't always been on YouTube.
This is new,
yeah.
Do I seem nervous?
Well, maybe now I just called you out like a jerk, you know? And now maybe you're in your head about it.
I'm not at all.
You don't seem nervous at all.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You did initially.
In this video?
Yeah.
Oh.
When you go back and watch, maybe you'll see it.
I'm just smiling the entire time, getting excited, and I have to like... it's my way to pick up the energy because today it's a gloomy day and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's good. You can trick your brain into doing it if you smile. You can.
Charlie Behrens is telling a woman to smile.
No. Again, here we are again. How many times? I want to do a super cut on this podcast of all the times
I've done that.
You've said that, which I've never said.
He's
ladies
never said
and
it.
Gentlemen, thank you for admitting that. Let's watch that be the thing that gets cut out of this intro.
Yeah.
So anyways, my guests today are David Bory and Langston Kerman. Two of them stand-ups. Great stand-ups working around the country doing the thing. You can see them do stand-up. But we're primarily actually going to be talking about My Mama Told Me, which is the podcast both of them co-host. It's a podcast within Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. Very cool podcast. It's one that sort of takes a deep dive into the most exciting, groundbreaking, and sometimes problematic black conspiracy theories. And these guys were just a lot of fun to talk to, Colleen. Yeah. Do you enjoy it?
I was on the call and I was laughing quite a bit. I think I took it from... Yeah, if you're watching today on YouTube or Spotify, it's a little bit wonky.
We had some problems. So I was actually on the road when we did this.
Yes, you were in L.A. or your ski trip or something.
I was doing some work in L.A.
So it's been a minute since we've actually recorded this episode.
Yeah.
And so because Charlie had crappy Wi-Fi, he did the most grandpa thing ever, which was record on his iPad the video.
Uh-huh.
And then from there...
I record the audio on a Zoom recorder, which I then deleted over... I deleted it.
I literally checked. I asked him. Okay, so Zoom recorder. Yeah. So I asked him the next day.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have that audio by chance? And you would have thought you saw a ghost. You were like, You were really
was it on that drive?
Yeah. So then we had that, but then for the longest time we couldn't find the iPad because
also my fault, ladies and gentlemen.
So if you're watching the video today, though, to circle it back, it's a little bit of a hodgepodge of a thing. It's a production, but it's looking good. Hannah says it's coming together well.
That's nice. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, I also lost my wallet today. I have no idea where my wallet is. Shoot. We should get to it, right? We should get to my conversation here. What do you think? Is that right, David?
Yep.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's my conversation with David Borey and Langston Kerman. All right. So, why don't we start with where you guys, where are we talking to you both from? You guys obviously not in the same place, but different
towns. Together. We're roommates. Just, and
two very different rooms.
Yeah. You guys got to separate it to keep the working relationship together.
Yeah, that's how the greats did it. That's how Laurel and Hardy did it. So
I'm LA based, and Borey is a Denver man.
Mile high till I die.
Yeah.
Nice. So Denver and LA.
Yeah.
And how did you guys meet?
You got it.
I don't. He was around. I think we got to LA at the same time as well as a lot of other people. It would have been sometime in LA, just like doing comedy, that stuff. It all blurs together after a while.
But yeah,
I think some terrible show.
Ask that question hoping that there's a more glamorous sort of like romantic story behind it, and it's truly just we were telling jokes in the back of a bar.
Yeah, it's not it's never like we went for the same head of cabbage at a Vons and then like got into a fight. It's like not a meat cute at all.
No, not at all. Although, you know, it's not too late. We can do that head of cabbage thing if you want.
Yeah, we can remake our origin story. It's our lives.
So you guys basically met at the mics. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think, well, we were better than mics by that point. We were doing shows. We were doing legitimate shows.
Doing some mics.
Well, I was better than mics by that point. Rory wasn't, but you know, here we are.
I never forgot where I came from.
I did as quickly as I could. if ever there was a thing that I was like, oh, this will not be part of the hero story that I tell, it's that I kept doing open mics longer than I should have.
Yeah, it is the first thing you cut out in comedy, like no more open mics is when you're like, I'm
killing it, dog.
I'm paying rent.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to a crazy person all week.
I did the LA open mic thing for a while too, so I got you. What was like for our viewers or our listeners who are not familiar with the LA open mic scene, how would you guys describe it? Not to spend more time on that than we have to, but you know, I feel like it's something you guys clearly want to talk about.
Yeah, no, it's our passion.
Yeah, no, it's a brutal hellscape from which there is no return.
Yeah, I would go so far as to say I think LA might have one of the worst open mic scenes of any community I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, wow. Maybe ever.
Yeah,
and like, they're far apart.
They're all very far apart. They're all horrible. And then it is... it is like not, I think other cities have a little bit of a quality where like the mics have a feeder system into like opportunities. And that is never the case with the LA open mic scene. Like you are not accessing any greater, there's no paycheck that could be found on the other end of this. It truly is just going into a cafe with a bunch of insane people and hoping that you come out reasonably close to what you were before you went in.
Yeah, I was never totally sure of the point of them, really. I even did the one, am I trying to see if these jokes work? Because nobody will give you a laugh. Like, you have to literally buy a laugh. In fact, I used to pay, I think, $5 to do the fifth wall, or is it fourth wall? Do you remember remember that one at all?
I know of it. And I know that it's a pay to play, which is also only an LA thing. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I gotta pay you to talk to nobody into a microphone.
Yeah, I was aware of a few paid mics in New York, but they at least had a crowd. Like, they would, like, make a point of, like, oh, this is sort of like you're paying to do essentially a bringer show, but without having to bring people,
right?
If that makes sense. But L.A. was like, no, you got to pay, and also nobody will be here.
Yeah.
Also, who? You? Just weirdo at running the mic? No.
Yeah, it's, well, you pay, and then it's not necessarily nobody that'll be there. I mean, nobody will be laughing who's there, but there are nine other people who also paid $5 will be there, or eight other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I don't count them as human beings. I'm more seeking people who aren't willing to validate themselves through $5 increments.
But then the people who aren't there, the people who are there who are not comics are just people who, like, are down to watch a 4-hour bad show. That's a wild place to come from.
Yeah, that's
on a Tuesday as well.
That's maybe the most twisted person in the room.
You can't trust their laughs either. I don't care if it's good or bad,
just give it to me.
Yeah, I want to see people pursue their dreams that I know won't come true. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's the that's the
How many years were you kind of like in the scene before you two met each other
though? When did you get to LA? Like 2015, 2016?
I'm 2017, I think, is when I arrived, August of 2017.
So I started in 2010. So I had been doing comedy probably 7 years when I met you.
Yeah, same. I started in January of 2010, or at least that's what I've been documenting it as.
Yeah, history will detail a lot of the greats started in 2010. It was a big year.
Yeah, so I think about 7 years in, and now look at us. We're 13 years into this thing, and
it's going
still floating, kind of
better than it was before.
You sort of met and you became friends first, and then you decided, like, at what point did you decide to do the podcast, and where did the concept come from?
That's all Langston.
Yeah, so I originally was doing the podcast solo for about a year and a half, I would say, I think is maybe correct. And frankly was getting a little exhausted in the process. It's a very fun idea for those who haven't listened. You know, we talk to Black people about conspiracy theories that are specific to the Black community. It's an idea I loved very much, but it's hard to do a podcast by yourself, as you well know. And Bori was one of our first guests. He was like, I think episode number three or four.
Yeah, of the Illuminati. The podcast. We talked about the Black Illuminati.
Yeah, we talked about the Black Illuminati. And Bori even went on to claim that there are some white people who might be in the Black Illuminati. It was a very fun episode.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Go back and listen to it. But that said, when it came to considering the possibility of adding a person, he immediately came to mind because he's hilarious and also was just so fun to do it with the first go round. So we pitched it to him and he was like, yeah, I don't give a shit. And then here we are.
That's exactly what I said when I got the email. Yeah.
He didn't just say that. He replied in an email to that. Yeah, documentation of that.
Yeah, it trailed off like that too. I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, he put a parenthetical that said, this is my tone.
So with conspiracy theories, we actually have had another guest.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 48. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 62. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
I don't know the history. I mean, I'd like to think that people were like, hey, you know, Caesar's really a North African, but he's a Moor. But I don't, yeah, I think it's something that speaks to like humanity in general. I'd like to think it's always been there.
Yeah, I would say that at any point when someone has something that another person doesn't, there that person who doesn't is probably going to make some theories about like why that person's got an exceptional experience to them. Like, I don't think that I think it's louder now because we have the internet and we're not getting healthier. I certainly don't think that it's like, oh, conspiracy theories didn't exist in 1945 or whatever the generation before this.
Yeah. I think there's some like America, like back in the Revolutionary War days, it was kind of all started on some conspiracy about King George, like doing something, or and that's sort of what started the whole breaking off from England kind of a thing. I don't know. I should probably jump into that more. You know that whole
deal?
Well,
no, but I do know that, like, you know, even if we circle back to other periods in early Americana, whatever, like there were part of the literal campaign against Abraham Lincoln when he was running for president was his opponent calling him black. Like
not to give away spoiler alerts, but that is true.
It is partly kind of true.
We've
unpacked it a little bit on the show, but that was like their whole thing was being like, you know, he's a secret black man. And everybody was like, huh, well, we didn't know that about old Honest Abe.
Yeah.
And,
why do you think he's so tall?
that's actually a good transition though. What are your favorite conspiracies that you guys have had on the show so far?
Oh man.
I mean, I like anyone that sounds like, sounds like some kind of magic or incantation. So yeah, we had Jessica Clemens, her grandma had told her that after New Year's, you need to everybody to get out of the house and a man needs to be the first person to cross the threshold of the house into New Year's. And it's just so, because those things come from so many weird different places. And I love magic. I love talking about magic. I don't love magic. I think it's,
no,
I think
they're Boris tricksters. Boris got a bunch of chicken bones sitting in front of him.
I read the tea leaves.
Somebody with.
I read the tea leaves before this interview.
I am partial, I guess, to the ones that hold a little bit of nostalgia in my life. Like, Alex English came on a while back and talked about Tommy Hilfiger being racist. And the secret interview where he claimed he didn't want black people wearing his clothes, and that held a place in my heart for a long time because I believed it as a boy. So yeah, you know, I love those.
You know, that's one that I remember hearing. That was like a late 90s thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that people were talking about. So where did that come from?
Oh, he hates blacks.
it couldn't be further from the truth. I think, well, that's not true. He probably does hate black people, but he never said it out loud. It truly, if I'm remembering correctly, came from a fake Oprah interview, right? Where like they claimed that he went on Oprah and said this thing, but it actually was a fake Maya Angelou poem that was like circulating the internet back when like chat rooms were a thing and weird like long emails that people would send each other. But like they were circulating this fake Maya Angelou poem where she references something, she quote unquote references Tommy Hilfiger saying he didn't want in his clothes, and as it turns out, Maya Angelou did not write that poem, and Tommy Hilfiger did not say that thing, but that whatever that poem was circulated enough that everybody bought into it.
Also, all those primary colors, you were never going to keep us away, Tommy. You tell me this is yellow and reversible? I'm coming.
Come on, man. Overalls with weird straps?
Yeah, yeah. Who are you? Snow gear? Some type of goggle in 98? I'm coming for you.
Come on, man.
So how do you guys go about researching all these? And like, you know, you bring guests on. Obviously, it's comedic. It's tongue in cheek. But what kind of research do you do? And kind of like, what's your go to sort of vet some stuff?
Langston?
Well, let's be clear. Bory doesn't do a drop of research.
No.
He's the man refuses. He outright refuses to do the research.
I'm there for color commentary and soundboard work.
Yeah. And listen,
the soundboard work is great, by the way.
Thank you.
That's a great skill.
I have no complaints with his contribution, but I wouldn't even qualify what I'm doing as research as much as it is heavy Google searching and leaning into bias as quickly as I possibly can. So the second I get a nugget of something that feels like I can turn it into an argument, I go that way and I dig my heels in because it's much more interesting than leaving like a, you know, a full, clear story out on the table.
Right. Yeah. It's more fun to like be part of the sort of fact finding problem than kind of like be a journalist in it. You know, it's way more fun that way. You build the lore.
I'm of the belief that at the end of every episode, we should have made it worse. I don't think we should have fixed anything.
Yeah. Listen, we're not here to save the world for you.
No. And if you came here for that, you're a silly person.
Yeah.
you are a silly Billy, and I don't know what to do with that.
You guys are both comedians, obviously. What's your thoughts on, have you seen those like AI chatbot things where you can like, you know, type in like do jokes in the vein of so and so and all that
ChatGPT or whatever?
Yeah. ChatGPT. What do you think about that?
I think they're taking our jobs.
Yeah, I know the jokes are pretty good. It's a great first draft for a joke.
Yeah, the AI stuff scares the shit out of me, if I'm being honest. I truly do. And maybe it's Terminator movies and weird Matrix, but I truly do believe in the possibility of the singularity and the fact that like we keep consenting on a regular basis to like, you know, make our faces in AI and do the chats and whatever.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Texas judge deciding the FDA should not have approved mifepristone, which has been on the market for more than 20 years. Then a Washington state judge deciding that ruling shouldn't be allowed to go forward. ABC's Ty Hernandez has more.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, an appointee of President Trump, making the ruling after holding a hearing last month. Shortly after the Texas ruling, a federal judge in Washington state issued a dueling injunction in a separate case, barring the FDA from pulling the drug off the market. The Texas ruling is paused for 7 days so that the federal government can appeal.
The Justice Department trying to find out who is behind the leaking of top-secret Pentagon documents concerning Iran, Russia, and Ukraine. Dozens of pages appearing on social media. Christians, Muslims, and Jews in Jerusalem overlapping the holidays. A vehicle plowing into pedestrians in Tel Aviv. A shooter opening fire in the West Bank. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Jail guards in Wisconsin can now choose better pensions. Governor Evers signed a bill into law yesterday that counts jail guards among Wisconsin's protective occupation participants. Police officers, firefighters, and prison guards are already in that group. Jail guards in Wisconsin can now retire earlier and get disability for injuries on the job. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for more money in the state budget for the State Office of School Safety. Call wants a little more than $2 million. The Office of School Safety was created 5 years ago after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Federal money for the office runs out in December. In sports, the Brewers are winners of five of their first six games. They host St. Louis tonight. The Bucks welcome Memphis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Yeah. I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
For 8 years and counting, from their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com. Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com, or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
From a sort of a comedy perspective, again, guys do a lot of different things, not just the podcast. What's sort of your favorite? Is it stand-up? Is it acting? Is it the podcast? What's your favorite thing that you're doing right now? And you know, why is that the case?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, you know, you go.
No, I don't know. I actually don't know what your answer would be. Go ahead. You got it.
We're so polite. My answer is that I really love having the options to be able to do like a lot of things. I think when you first come into this game, especially as we did as like stand-ups, you tend to see that as being like the be-all, end-all, and that's really easy to get burned out on if you're just doing stand-up. But like now that I'm in a place that I get to do a lot of stuff, that's nothing. I don't like any one thing more than others because it's just nice to have varied. You know what I mean? I like to have. I mean, my parents are immigrants. I gotta have a lot of jobs.
Yeah, I think you know, stand up is always gonna hold like this very specific place in my heart because, like Bori's saying, it was the thing that introduced me to this whole world of other opportunities. But yeah, I just want to make stuff and make people laugh, and stand up oftentimes feeds that beast. But then there's like, we did our live show very recently, and that was so much fun and so cool, and getting to interact with an audience and on a stage in a way that isn't just these prepared jokes, but truly was just us riffing horribly for an hour and a half. It felt like the right game too.
Yeah.
And you know, we've got so many different like being sort of like comedians in this media landscape, I guess is the cliche way to say it, but there is so much different stuff we're doing, and so much can be going well and then other things cannot be doing well. You know, like your podcast could be taken off, your videos could be like down. Like, are you the kind of people that look at like sort of the positive? Is your brain looking at like, oh, this is doing great, I'm fine? Or are you always looking for the thing that's like going down and you're like, oh man, and you're always sort of struggling with it? Or do you not pay much attention to it at all? You're like, there's so much to even care.
You're asking, are we sick or not? And
you know we're sick.
You know we're sick.
That's why we even came over here.
I'm trying to compare me right now, you know, and figure out. Figure out how screwed I am, you know.
Yeah, I am certainly constantly reflecting on my failures, if that's part of the question. But I will say, I am not celebrating the fun of what this job is still when I can celebrate it. So I take a lot of warmth, and there's a lot of warmth in my heart for the moments that work. And boy, oh boy, is there a lot of room in my head for the moments that don't.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. It's like we're all doom and gloom. We're comedians and whatnot, but it is like, you know, I did used to work at the car wash, so this is all good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
I taught high school kids. I got cussed out by children. I'm chilling. You know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Look at your job now. You are no risk of having to fight like an at-risk teen.
No, yeah, I don't have to like bring you clothes from home because parents have failed you and this is somehow my responsibility now. This is tight.
Yeah, that's a good game.
I'm glad you guys are bringing this up because one of my favorite questions is what's your first job? I mean, I've been like kind of in the same boat a little bit. I've been working since I was like 11 or whatever. And I thought it'd be a fun show of like people who have kind of made it go back and work their first job for a little bit and turn that into a show. Like I worked at Annie Ann's Pretzels. You know, I always thought it'd be fun to go back there and roll some pretzels. I mean, not to brag you guys, but I can roll a pretty solid pretzel. Okay.
No, I believe that.
Yeah. Did you make the lemonade too?
Oh yeah, I made the lemonade. And spoiler alert, it just comes in a big old carton. There's nothing special. It's just a big carton of like.
But they put it in that machine that makes it feel like it's been stewing in there.
I know. It has.
I don't think you're supposed to stay stewing for a lemonade.
That's it. It's stewing. It's the juices have been combined in there.
I'm fine with
that part, but the stewing, that's rubbing me wrong. I'm gonna be
tomato, tomato.
Well, what were your first jobs on that note?
You want to go first?
Yeah. My first job, if I'm remembering correctly, was there are two sort of answers to this. My mom actually ran a home daycare out of our crib. And so I was constantly employed. And by employed, I mean working for zero money by my mother to be watching other people's children when they were at our house.
Gotcha.
I truly made no money from her ever once, it was child labor, and I hope to sue her once I get the opportunity. But then I also was a basketball camp counselor when I was playing basketball. Our like head coach would like hire the players to basically be like counselors over the summer for like smaller kids. So always working with kids, I think was the. Before I got into any other real jobs.
I've never worked with children, but
good for you.
Yeah, I just never gave up. My first job was my neighbor, this guy Norm. I was like 14 and he built houses and I would just help him out all summer. And he let me drive a truck and stuff like that. And then
after 14?
Yeah, it's like way out in the country. Nobody cares. But
was it stick shift truck?
It was three on the tree, like the old school, school. Yeah, it was three on the tree.
Yep.
And I don't even know what that means. What a man you are. I love this. Three on a tree? No. Please don't expose me anymore.
Like, no, I won't.
Those were pickup trucks back when a pickup truck was like a pickup truck. You know, it was like this small thing. You know, now they're like the same. They're like twice as big, but same power as that thing, you know?
Yeah, and like huge, huge cabins and stuff like that. No, this was an old pickup truck. But I basically just did stuff he didn't want to do. Like, I remember one time we were digging a French drain, and the concrete guys had like overpoured the concrete. So I just had to come with a pickaxe and just pickaxe concrete all day. It was like very stuff like that.
That is. At 14.
And then he'd be like, this is good for football. And I'd be like, no, this is digging.
This is terrible for my sciatica and tenure.
Yeah, this is never going to come into play. Like, coach isn't going to be like, Bory, do the dig. And now you win the big championship game.
It's like the Rocky for high school football, you know?
Yeah. You can't Mr. Miyagi digging into... the offensive line, you know what I mean? Like, that's not how that works.
I was defensive line. I'd like to think we're like the Jazz of the football field.
Did you, I'm going to take this off the rails. Did you see what Deion Sanders was saying about the defensive line kids?
What did he say?
Oh, about stinking? I didn't like that.
No, he didn't say that. He said it's way more horrible, I think, than what you think it is. He was saying that for quarterbacks, we like a good family. We like a boy that comes from like a good home, stable parents, loves. He goes to school and gets good grades. And he said for offensive line, or no, for defensive line, we like a fatherless home. We like we like him to we like them to be barely making it. He said we want them to barely be piecing it together. They need this. That he said that's a perfect defensive lineman. And the internet is not happy with him.
Listen. Okay, let me ask you this. Was this like something he said like candidly and someone caught it on their cell phone? Or did he actually say that to the press?
No, this was like in a very professional interview with a microphone he's holding.
Oh, God.
This was a prepared statement from a grown man in charge of a lot of boys.
Listen, he's prime, baby. Prime's gonna prime. We're asking a lot of a man who didn't even like to practice is the thing also.
Yeah. No.
Like everybody's he's supposed to be, remember he didn't practice.
Yeah. No, he's not playing his part. It's just I think we keep expecting that when we give him more professional roles, he's going to change his behavior. No, that's always not what Prime does.
Must be the money. That's what Prime does.
Play my music.
Didn't he just get into a fight too with some other coach like a couple months ago or something? I saw that video going around.
He's going crazy. Yeah. And I'm thankful that he's here because he's the head coach of the CU Buffaloes. They're already taxing for tickets. But yeah, he's going nuts. I saw a video of him giving Lil Wayne a tour of the locker room and being like, this is where we're gonna have the DJ booth. And I was like, none of these things are football.
That doesn't have anything to do with football. And yet somehow you just got promoted. I don't know how it's happening, but
why is Lil Wayne in Boulder, Colorado?
it's tough, man.
Wait, Lacey, you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah, fake Chicago for any of your listeners that want to hold me accountable. I'm from Oak Park, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago, but Chicago land area.
Got you. Yeah, I'm from fake Milwaukee. I get it. What influence? There's so many comedic influences in Chicago historically, and obviously this is kind of a Midwest podcast. Like, what do you think it is about the Midwest that sort of breeds the kind of comedy that comes out of it?
Oh, I mean, I can speak specifically to the Chicago of it all. I think that Chicago, and I've long said that Chicago is a city filled with haters. Like it is at the root of everything that we're building there. It is, you know, we're third seed city. And I think we always feel that way and are always sort of like living with this a little bit of hate on our shoulders. But we're not like Boston where we're like mean about it. We're very sweet, but we're going to talk a lot of about everybody, including our own. And I think that that's the perfect breeding ground for people being funny. Like you really gotta be able to bite back in Chicago, even if it's not straight to a person's face. And I think that, you know, it just made, I got made fun of way too much to not have to figure something out for myself relating to comedy.
Yeah, right. And
wow,
it's,
what a good answer.
Yeah, thanks, it really was a good answer.
That was really, really good.
Yeah, we're some hating man.
No, I'm scrambling in my head.
Do you tour the Midwest a lot, David?
Oh, yeah. That's like the first. I feel like for most places, especially when you start to get on the road, that's the first places where they'll really give you stuff is the Chicago's and the Omaha's and the Minneapolis's and the everywhere. It's especially for me coming from the West, because I started in San Francisco and then I was going back and forth from Denver a lot. And it was just there was nowhere else to go but the Midwest. So yeah, a lot of Midwest work. A lot of Des Moines Funny Bone weekends.
Yeah, I've been there. Do you
mean the dream?
Yeah. I mean,
this is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. Civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on-
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon with a high of 48. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 62. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
The NBA knows that's tight. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I just want to get to the Rock Nation brunch.
Oh, that's I would say that's more successful than I've even imagined it. You're taking it a step further.
I think there's no limit for what we could do.
You guys inspiring each other in real time here. I love it. See, this is why you're a great duo, you know.
Yeah.
Truthfully, though, in short, I would like to. I think it's like we have a really cool live show. And I think that's exciting to like keep doing, expand into that, doing some more of that. And then just like, you know, hopefully one of these days get Rihanna on.
Oh, if Rihanna comes and does a show, I will say that there is a running list that we've been building of like dream guests. And the one that we've pursued most actively that remains sort of the white whale, at least to me, is Drake's dad. I would love to have Drake's dad on the podcast.
Oh, wow. Wow. I love that. Rihanna or Drake's dad. I mean, it's a no questions asked. Drake's dad would trump that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would kill him.
With the live show. What sort of are things that people who are doing podcasts, like what's the difference from an audience perspective when it's live? Like, are there some wild cards with doing it live, or is it all gravy?
I mean, there's definitely wild card. That was the fun of it, right?
Yeah. It felt like, we talked about this. It had like a Def Jam quality to it that I don't know that either David or I were expecting. Like, we were like, no, we got like a reasonable audience, and they were like standing up and throwing stuff. It was
amazing.
It was wild. So I loved it and frankly can't wait to do more of it, but I definitely don't know that you can guess how fanatic your fans are actually going to be until you see them in person.
No, not at all. And we had people coming in from out of state. And like, I also think that we're in a very lucky position as far as I think a lot of times people start in the podcast space, but haven't done them much in the live event space. Mm-hmm. So it leads to kind of like live podcasts, not being maybe as engaging as you would like them to be. Whereas we all came from the world of stand-up. And like, at least during the last one, all our guests were live performers as well. So we had we were able to create like a really fun, like heightened atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect answer. We truly, we know what it means to be on stage and perform. And we were going to give folks that no matter what the show turned out as. So, you know, I don't even know if what we were talking about was interesting, but it was a good show. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And you come in hot doing the everything recorded start to finish as a podcast, or do you hype it up a little bit, like do some comedy first, warm up the crowd, that kind of thing? No, you just hopped in and just
we
did it.
We truly did not want to.
Yeah, we went out.
Locked out.
We went out cold, baby.
That's yeah. Great. There was talk of.
We didn't even play music that matched our personalities. We truly. They were playing some, you know, Ingrid Michaelson, and then us.
Yeah, it was a cold open.
That's awesome. This is kind of my last question. We'll wrap it up here, but we got a lot of stand-ups that listen to this podcast, and a lot of them I'm finding out through some recent DMs. They're like new stand-ups. They're new to the game. Like, do you guys have any recommendations for them? You know, someone told me recently, like, how do I start? Do I start with crowd work videos? Because they're all looking for like,
no, God, no, what?
I know. That's I was insane. Like, what? Yeah, just start like not in the deep end, but like tied to the bottom of the deep end with a concrete block, you know?
Yeah, just try to write good jokes that you like. That's going to take like 5 years. And then, right, to really find what you like to talk about in your voice and like, because like when I first started telling jokes, it was like a lot of like what I knew people would want to hear from me, and I think it made for a pretty boring act that would like crush sometimes. But I didn't start having a lot of fun until I started telling jokes I wanted to tell about stuff I wanted to talk about. So I'd say focus on your writing. Crowd work, also shut up, nobody wants to see new comics do crowd work. I hate to be that guy. Nobody ever. I don't want to see old comics do crowd work. I'm sick of it. Crowd work's pretty much only good when you're in the room. It's true. It's good when you're in the room. I want to watch. What on Instagram? I'm on Instagram for butts and basketball, man. I'm trying to see your crowd work clips.
I have a slightly different approach to David's. I think very solid advice. I think you should quit. I think if you are a new comedian and you're looking to get into the business, don't stop.
Yeah.
Leave to quit. You don't belong here, and frankly, we don't need you.
Seats taken.
Comedy's filled up, and you can go back to whatever your office job is as a more reflective person. Don't do this.
And that, I think, essentially outlines who we are as a duo. I'm gonna sit here and tell you to like chill out, and Langston's gonna be like, don't show up.
Well, thank you guys for coming on. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Langston Kerman on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram. That's pretty much the only two I have. But you, more importantly, can follow us, and at the podcast, My Mama Told Me. It's a very funny podcast with Bori and I, and we have YouTube channel, and we have a podcast that we release 2 episodes a week. It's always fun, always exciting, always provocative, and we would love to have you subscribe to our bull.
Yeah, we're on the Big Money Players Network. That's financed by Will Ferrell. Ever heard of him? Yeah. And you can find me on Instagram at CoolGuyJokes87. I no longer have a Twitter. I was not socially responsible.
You lost your privileges. You know,
I just couldn't handle it, man. I
forgot to ask this earlier. What is it like being part of Will Ferrell's network? And sort of what does that mean for people who don't really know what that means?
It's a dream, man. I don't know.
Me and Will, we play basketball every day. He calls me up. He's like, David, you're so funny. And I'm like, I think you're so funny. That's crazy.
I will say that I think you haven't met him, right? Yeah, I'm the only one of us that has.
No, had I met him, I would never have shut the fuck up about it. No, I have not met him.
When I originally pitched this show some two and a half, three years ago, I went to an office and sat down with him and told him about the idea, as well as one of our producers, Hans. And he was very sweet, unbelievably kind man, who was deeply engaged with the entire idea and has since been a huge supporter of it. So I am grateful. That said, the man's never showed up for a single meeting. We don't see him ever. So who knows? Who knows?
Man, thank you guys for coming on. This was a lot of fun. Sorry my video didn't work, but I've been looking at both of you. You both look great. Man. I want to let you know, okay? So,
And listen, I'm sure you're gorgeous as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, you know, thank you. That's kind of you to say, but no. All right. Well, you guys be good. Okay. You know, I'm blushing over here. You can't see it. Okay. But all right, folks, that's it for another episode of the Cripes Cast. Colleen, if folks want to follow David and Langston, where do they go?
If you want to follow David, follow him at Cool Guy Jokes 80s.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.